This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Felipe Esparza is here. Look who's here.
What's up, fool? What's up, everybody? Good morning, Phoenix, Tempe, Gonzalez, wherever you are. Gonzalez. Yuma.
At standuplive.com all weekend long. Sold out everything, so they've added shows, right?
Yeah, we added an extra show on Sunday at 9:30, nice. 18 and over. So.
That makes 28 shows on Sunday.
That's right. You get a lot of them. 480-719-6100 if you want to see Felipe get your tickets. They're flying out the door, and it's mainly because you have exploded in the last couple of years. And your HBO special was a monster.
Yes.
It was great, right? Like, everything changed from that show, didn't it?
Yes, everything changed from the HBO special. New fans.
Yeah, it was a great show. It was a really good one.
Also, I'd like to add that one of my videos that I put up, and I think like 50,000 people saw it in like 2 months.
No kidding.
But then some woman, she shared it, and it got like 7 million views
really?
In 1 week.
Was it a Kardashian? Who shared it?
I don't know. Just a random woman, and I don't know who she is.
Was it your sex video?
Yeah.
What happened?
No, that would have wasn't that long.
Yeah.
<That's> it wasn't that short, I mean. It wasn't that short.
No, you were right the first
time. My Snapchat went viral. Yeah, my two Polaroid photos went viral.
At the end of your special, the HBO special, you get emotional. And it's kind of cool to watch. And then you made me feel like a bigot because it was like, because as a white guy, I'm sitting there going, oh, good for him. He conquered everything. I'm like, wait a minute. What am I doing? He's killing it. Why am I feeling? You made me feel like this was an impossible American dream because
he
you have an accent.
The dream.
And you made me a bigot for like 6 seconds in my house. Well, six more seconds.
Yeah. Before they cut a lot of it off because it was long.
Yeah.
I started like mentioning a bunch of comedians that helped me out over the years.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm Gabriel Iglesias. George Lopez, Paul Rodriguez, Angela Johnson, Russell Peters.
Yeah.
Then I got emotional.
And then you started getting all weepy, and then you make the audience like get weepy. It was like 9
it
on a Sunday.
Hit you at the time, didn't it? Like a little wave.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. And it's a great special.
Well, it hit me a little wave because I think about all those times, what I took to get here and to actually pay. I paid for that special.
Oh, you
did? I saved the money like for 2 years.
Holy cow.
And I paid it for myself. It cost me like, $65,000 to make, $75,000.
That's it?
And
I would
sold
have expected
it
to be more.
I sold it for more.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You're not going to sell it for less. That would be a terribly stupid idea.
Yeah, we tried to sell it to Netflix, but they already had their list of shows that they were going to buy that year, so they said no.
And HBO got it.
So HBO got
and
it.
And they killed it. It was great. It's a great special, and it's really fun to watch because the first time we saw you, you came in and told us stories about, drug addiction and trannies and everything else. And I'm like, my God, if this guy makes it another year, he's going to be a star. And then here you are, and it's from that to this. It's just a drastic difference. What's the biggest difference in your life today? Like something you complain about today that would have been like, ridiculous for Felipe 10 years ago to say.
Oh, complain? I don't really complain, but people notice me at the airport, TSA.
Yeah.
They know the joke. Randomly selected.
Right.
And they always tell me, you were randomly selected.
Of course you were. And do you get that still, or do they let you go? Is it easier to get through the airport?
Oh, I'm TSA approved, and I'm also, there's a new one called, I forgot the name of it, but you just show your two fingers, and they just...
And they scan it.
They scan it. And
really?
My photo comes up, and
biometrics.
I bypass everybody in the line.
No kidding. And that's going to make you feel great.
The line could be long. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead, everybody.
And you feel all right.
And I go to the front of the line.
There's no guilt.
There's no guilt.
None?
None.
Not even a little?
He paid for it.
I paid for it.
Like a family or
nothing.
Like,
And
it's
not
that expensive, is it?
No, it's only $100.
That's nothing.
You just got to do the process.
I went through it in the Vegas airport once when I was going to buy it, but I'm like, I don't fly enough. Why would I do this? It doesn't make sense. I'm not waiting in line.
Not everybody has it, though, so.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. This is the type of life you live now. You blow past every working man and everybody else with your finger in the air and say, see you
just
in the next
go
special.
This. Boop.
Yep. Bye.
Let me in, please.
How many times does it happen when you're with a buddy? I'll see you at the gate.
All the time.
Yeah.
They are TSA approved.
Now, are you friends with your...
No.
Nope. Still not happening.
My daughter's... I just found out my daughter is moving.
Oh, yeah?
She's moving to Greenland.
Oh, no kidding. That's an aggressive decision. Why?
And that's funny. The first thought in my head was, will you be a sex slave over there? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, they're known for that.
I said, what are you doing over there? You be a sex slave in the snow? And then she said, go to Russia?
Yeah.
And then she said, no, I'm going to go with my boyfriend.
There's a boyfriend's dragging her off to Greenland?
Yeah, so I might have a little Norwegian grandkids one day.
Well, that'll be great.
Viking blood.
A little Viking blood,
that's
bro.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, but she's moving to Greenland for just a guy.
I don't even know where it was, but it's somewhere up there.
You ever plan on visiting?
Norwegic. If I have a show, I'll go.
If you get paid.
Everywhere I go, it's because I had a show. Hawaii is because I had a show. Amsterdam is because I had a show. I don't go anywhere
for
unless
you.
It's the show.
No kidding. So even if you'd never plan a vacation without a show being part of it.
I feel like I'm losing money this week.
Yeah, get
really?
Paid.
Well, you
I need
travel.
To get paid.
So you don't take vacation?
I don't take a vacation unless I'm getting paid.
So you don't take like weeks off and just lay around the house?
No, nothing. I can't.
52 weeks a year, you're making the
dough. I feel like if I have a day off, I lose my funniness.
You think?
You lose
I
the
feel
edge?
Like somebody's going to pass me.
It's that fragile.
Yeah.
And you just won't be funny
how
if you just
of
skip
break?
Tuesday.
Maybe three.
No
three
kidding.
Days?
Yeah.
No kidding. You need to calm down. Just take a week.
Well, even though my day's off, I do something. I do a podcast every week.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all over it right now. It's
mad. I gotta do something, man.
No kidding. Or what else? What happens if you don't? You get like
get tired.
You start doing crazy stuff.
Start smoking weed all day, not doing nothing. Doing still, big dabs, big globs.
you're hungry.
You crush
hungry,
the weed.
Hungry, man.
See, that's the thing that I admire. Is you're a go-getter who does like smokes tons of weed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you should be an ad for weed.
Like I always ask them, what kind of interview is it? TV or radio? Radio, right, I'll show up high.
Are you high right now?
No.
Oh, come on. Why did we get a break?
My nose is stuffed up, so it's close enough.
He don't want to lose his head.
Damn it.
When he's
I
with
don't.
Us.
Yeah, that's yeah, true. You got to stay strong. Are you with a girl? Are you married? What's
I'm married,
on?
Man. I got married on December 13, 2014. 12,
okay,
13,
so a little 14. Bit ago. Okay, I didn't remember that. So everything's working out there?
It's funny. I have my wife is white. My son is white. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I told him my age the other day. He goes, wow, you're like old enough to be my grandfather. And I said, no, I'm Mexican. I'm old enough to be your great-grandfather. You're old enough to be my little brother.
Somebody emailed me and said that there's a story that you told on a podcast about being in the back of Fluffy's bus.
Yeah.
What in the world? Because he started to describe it. I'm like,
Fluffy talks about it in his show on his last special, Hot and Fluffy.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
He talks about we were coming to a show do it here in Arizona. Gabriel had a red Hummer.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, that red Hummer was stolen twice.
I think you might
I don't remember
have,
that.
You, yeah, it came Fluffy up in Guadalupe.
Oh, he killed you. You showed up in the Hummer.
Then
yeah, we've
the
seen
gaming
it.
Van, the one year.
Yeah, we got caught because Gabriel was going like 75 miles an hour on the Hummer.
Yeah.
And there was a woman behind us going just that fast. So the police pulled us both over. And they gave her a ticket and they let us go.
Because of Gabriel?
Because Gabriel Iglesias.
No kidding.
But I was smoking so much pot in a truck. That guy goes, you been smoking pot? And I just do a long pause, and I just put my head down and said, yeah. I have a lot of pot.
A lot. So much.
And he let you
goes,
go.
Do you have any more left? It was sad, no. Then he let us go because I was honest.
Yeah, that's
and
all
he looked at me
for.
Goes, you been smoking weed in the car? And I say, yeah, every time you pull over to the restroom, I go get high and I come back in the car. He really, liked the honesty.
Yeah, yeah, that's all they're
and
after.
And you weren't driving.
I wasn't driving. I was in the back seat.
Yeah, you're just the guy in the back seat smoking.
Because he asked us, why are you guys going so fast? And I was all high. I said, yeah, we're testing out the tires. But it didn't help that Gabriel Iglesias was playing the theme song to Cops, Bad Boys.
Oh,
Bad
yeah. Windows down.
See, that's the fun thing. Out. Gabriel's got that whole, like, he's just such a sweetheart and everything else. But he's got people around him that keep Gabriel, like, moving.
Yeah, they do.
Between you and Martine and all the guys that are running in that circle, that had to be, like, he's babysitting.
Babysitting.
Or that was what it would seem. How crazy is Gabriel for real, though? He gets it.
He's crazy at eating. I remember watching him do dip. I never seen anybody dip sausage in butter before.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I never seen anybody dip Oreos and Cool Whip.
I've seen that actually. It's pretty good. You've not done that? It's really good.
Like, I thought that was gross at first, but then I started doing it myself, man, like dipping sausage in syrup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
dipping
delicious.
Dipping sauce for Oreos.
It's like fat nachos. Like, they become nacho chips in the Cool Whip. It's amazing.
I'll try that.
Oh, you'll be all over it. Don't start today. You'll never quit.
Gabriel's the only guy I've seen eat pie laying down.
I don't even know how you do that.
Well, he has a big chest, so he
lays
the pie on top
it.
And eats it.
And that's dangerous.
Laying down, bro.
How many times have you performed the Heimlich on Gabriel?
Oh, man.
Like six?
My arms can't go around him.
Yeah. Well, it takes two, right?
I have to throw a rope around him.
It takes a village.
Lasso him.
You have to get a battering ram.
Yeah.
Like coming down the castle doors.
But yeah, somebody said you had like a bunch of women in the back of a bus or something on Gabriel's thing. It was like a big story he was telling me about. Like there was one was a prostitute, or I don't remember.
No, that's not. That's a different story. That time it was Paul Rodriguez. We were doing a show in El Paso, and Paul Rodriguez came to our show to hang out. Like he did a private event, and he showed up with these two hot chicks, like super hot.
Right.
They were the kind of chick that turned me down. But they were with Paul Rodriguez. Then Paul Rodriguez, I remember he smoked a joint with us, and he went, "Órale, who wants to go get tacos? Órale, who wants to get tacos?" So Gabriel, Rodrigo, he goes, "Órale, who wants to get tacos, right?" And he goes, and then Gabriel goes, "It's like 2 in the morning, Paul. Everything's closed." Then Paul took out his wallet and looked at Gabriel and said, "Everything's closed if you only have fives on you."
We can open
and we crossed
places.
The border.
Oh, no.
No questions asked. Like, they didn't even, like, check if I was legal or not.
Right.
He just took us to the border. Like, he saw some guy go, "Hey, bro, what are you doing right now?" He goes, "Nothing. You want to go to Mexico to have tacos with us? We got Fluffy. We got Gabriel. We got these two hot chicks. You want to come?" And he had a chick with him. He goes, "Yeah." So he got in his van. We didn't even know him. We drove to Mexico. We ate the tacos in the middle of the night in some barn somewhere.
So good.
It was so good. You know what's up, man. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know the tacos are
tacos.
Good
yeah.
If there's a dog tied up to a chain, to a hubcap. And it was like this guy did like – you ever seen a sushi maker?
Oh, yeah.
How bad he had his sushi. This guy was bad at tacos. He only used one hand. One hand to grab the meat, one hand to grab the cilantro and onions.
He could shave the meat with his
and
hands.
Slap the salsa on top.
One hand.
From far away. Pa, pa. Six in a row.
At 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning, man.
In a Mexican
barn.
We
ate the tacos. And then we were crossing the border, and the border patrol pulled us over. Because we had like too many people in the van.
Yeah. You know, and you're heading back towards the States.
And we told them, we're going to America. It's normal to have this many people in the van. I know it's illegal here in Mexico to have 20 people in a van, but in America, it's the normal thing. We just tell everybody we're going to a casino.
Right.
This is a turnaround van. So he pulled us over, and we're both with our hands up, Gabriel Iglesias, Paul Rodriguez, Armando Cosillo, those two hood rats, and that guy.
They used to be hot. Suddenly
they're
hood rats.
There's the problem.
Tacos did
the
them
hood
in.
Rats.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They started off hot.
Right.
They started off really hot in the United States.
Yeah.
Then when we got to Mexico, the true colors came out.
Oh, no. They became hood rats.
Once a girl started holding her high heels in her hand, she loses all coolness. Like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. She don't have tall, long legs. This girl's 4'11".
She's a stump.
She's a little stump.
And she's pregnant.
Then the dress is short. She's pregnant.
She was in a van with six Mexicans. Of course she was pregnant.
She's 3 months pregnant, so it's like
right.
Not being
pump.
Pregnant.
Yeah,
that's
pump.
How fast her gestation
yeah,
period
she can still
was.
Lose that baby by the laundromat. So they wanted autographs and photos, and then they let us go.
At
no
the border.
Kidding. That's cool. The border patrol.
But that didn't end. The next day, Paul Rodriguez took it to a strip bar.
In Mexico.
In El Paso, which is worse.
Yikes. Yeah, I'd rather
it's
go to
It's worse,
Mexico.
Man.
Nothing
There's
about
a place
El Paso.
Called Macabally's in El Paso, but it really should be called Matching Bally's. These chicks have beer bellies, bro.
Oh.
It's El Paso.
Yeah,
You're
man.
You're not getting high
it was,
quality.
It was sad,
there.
Man.
They
one,
hit that taco stand too often.
There was one redneck stripper mopping. The whole time was there.
That
it was
her
sad,
move.
Man.
That was her on
she
stage
had a
performance.
Redneck chick with one lazy eye, man, mopping.
Because the trails that were left on stage.
You know what's funny? I saw a video of an Instagram. This stripper, she was like on top of the pole, and then in the bottom, her baby was trying to climb on top of it like a fireman. Her baby was trying to climb the pole like a little fireman. I thought that was sad and hilarious.
And
like,
it's like
one has no goal. This guy wants to be a fireman.
Yeah. Wants to save lives. I guess they both are in a way.
One is saving lives, one is save a hoe.
What videos are you masturbating to? I've never seen a fireman boy at the bottom of the pole.
I cannot masturbate to those videos on the internet because they're too short.
You
gotta replay it over and over.
It has nothing to do with the infant climbing the pole.
Shout out to Barrio Girls on Snapchat. I know, this is a page called Barrio Girls.
What is that?
And these are the kind of chicks that you like. you look at her and go, hmm, I have a chance with her. And she's naked now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, these chicks have bruises, bro.
Where's Toledo?
Bruises,
where's
bro?
Toledo? Pull that up.
Yeah. Get us that website immediately.
Barrio girls, Barrio man. Girls. You look it up, man.
We're like bruised on their thighs and stuff.
And like these
like
girls,
everywhere?
These girls start off as models, but then they become porn stars on this page.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
and
man.
You like that?
Yeah, there's a porn star that started on that page called Jinx Minx.
Oh man,
isn't that like a cartoon cat.
Yeah, man. Like okay. These chicks, they pose in front of taco stands, you know, naked. For real, it's like pushing a shopping cart.
Why are they bruised up so badly?
I don't know, man. Because their
no questions asked.
Their
right?
boyfriend didn't want them to take photos, and they got beat up before the photo shoot.
But they they still did it.
You know, guys
easy.
Are
they bruise easy.
Once their women start making money, they get insecure.
Yeah, that's right. And then
well, you gotta dance all night. I'm a stripper. That's where you met me.
Yeah, that's how we met. You can't be mad. At
you
that.
Didn't meet me at Encounters. I don't give it for free.
Do you like a bruised woman?
I do.
Yeah. Is it what about that?
She'll become strained. It's like you found her at a rescue shelter.
You're the knight.
She comes correct. There we go. Barrio girls.
Yeah.
Here we go. The Barrio girls are up. I'm not seeing bruises. This doesn't look so bad. Although.
Oh, man. Yeah, good Photoshop.
Yeah, that's. She's
that one right there is the. Go
up.
Back to the other one.
That one?
That one right there is probably the best one.
No kidding?
Her name is. Right now, she don't strip no more, but her name is Dab Queen.
Oh,
you can find her on Instagram. She does dabs in her underwear.
Oh.
Big globs. Her name is, and she has a she has a pit bull rescue in her house.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, yeah. She cares about the animals.
She has a pit bull rescue in her apartment. It's weird.
And she gets in her underwear and dabs with the
pit
bull.
Yes, that chick is
the
best
hot.
One.
Yeah.
And that one right there to the left in the black one,
yeah.
She's a famous porn star now. Her name is Jinx.
Minx Jinx.
She's like 4'11", 108 pounds.
She said 108 or
180?
109. There you go. That girl, I don't want to see the 4'11", 180. That girl looked detached. I didn't like that. Oh, yeah.
These chicks, they get jumped in before they take these photo shoots.
Okay, that one looks like she'll stab you.
Yeah, they're sponsored. These chicks are sponsored by WIC. Women in chanclas. Or if you're not Mexican, women with cankos.
Yeah, that one looked a little shivvy. Like I would.
These chicks right here, man. Like if you get into a fight, they'll probably jump in.
The other ones show up.
These are my kind of.
She's
chicks.
Showing her
holding,
paperwork.
Holding their baby.
Yeah, she's got her paperwork. That's good.
That's it, man.
Going to get across the border.
Barrio
this
girls,
is impressive.
And if you were to get on Barrio Girls Snapchat, like the premium, and pay $10.
Yeah.
You see some
stuff, right?
You see some butts with skin tags on them.
Oh man.
You would swear there were little men growing. Like, I never seen a clitoris.
Wait, front butts? Like, are you saying front butts?
I don't know
with
if
skin that,
it's a clit or a.
Oh, I don't know if you can say that.
Or a skin
dirty.
Tag.
When you're talking about it, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
I know it's scientific, but I almost
it makes
threw
it
up.
Really come to life.
Yeah, man.
There's.
Like, these chicks look hot.
I'm going to throw
But
up.
You look at their stomachs, and they look like an oatmeal cookie.
They are hot, but there's an oatmeal cookie. Her stomach does look like that.
Look at her, man. Look at
She's
her.
She's boxing. She's getting ready to beat you up.
She's ready to box a promoter for down payment.
Yeah. But she's still not in great shape.
Your
just good
she's
enough.
Working.
Your
she's
listeners
working.
Know,
I was trying to get that
your
off.
Your listeners know who this porn star is. Jinx Minx.
Jinx Minx. All right. I just picture like a Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, man. Barrio girls. Rodrigo, come here, man.
Okay.
Give us some James Gandolfini for these people, man. They don't
that's
know
right. I remember you. Yeah. I forgot about that. Felipe Esparza said.
Correction. Her name is Jinx Mays.
Jinx Mays.
Jinx Mays.
That lady.
Yeah. Do you worked with her before, James?
I'd like to.
Yeah. How's your heart?
Now that the Sopranos is coming back, you can whistle on the cannoli. Don't forget to check out the What's Up Fool podcast, by the way.
Yeah. Are you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, co-host every now and again.
That's a beautiful thing.
Some Joy Coco.
You know what I'm saying? With down here, right with the guys. What's his name? Hollister, whatever. 98QUPD. My boys. You know what I'm saying?
It's a Paul Rodriguez, bro.
Hey, Paul Rodriguez. We went to go eat some tacos with a couple of hood rats. Felipe and the gang. Absolutely.
Some Trump, bro. Promoting the show.
Okay. We added one more show. It's going to be huge, okay? Sunday at 9:30, okay? Stand Up Live.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Loaded up and ready to go. Sunday night, you got a new show. That's the one that you can buy tickets to. That's
yes.
it, right? So you can go to standuplive.com, 480-719-6100. At Stand Up Live, see Felipe Esparza. And leave us with some words of wisdom, Felipe. What do you got to tell the world? What is on your mind today?
What's up, fool?
Those are words of wisdom.
Yes.
If you go to the bathroom and it burns,
yep.
Don't sleep with your wife.
There you go.
That might be the best advice ever given on this show.
The best advice I ever got from a friend was this. What happened, bro, if you're like tested dirty and you're afraid to test, your wife's going to get dirty, bro.
Yeah. You gotta keep her off of her.
You tell her you're going to cook all week and you cook all her meals and you put penicillin in her food.
You drug her for safety's sake.
She's fixed.
Yeah, it's not Cosby style. You're actually medically helping her out. That's brilliant. What's the worst thing you've tested for?
No, I never had any diseases.
You never got one?
No, man.
Lucky.
Just, whatever, herpes on your mouth. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
cold sores, they call them.
The standard.
That could be from standard. That's too much orange juice. That's not even a thing.
I had too much Clamato.
Yeah, you're drinking Clamatos and eating limes? Forget about it.
He's not going into that. You're
going to herpes. I took an STD test with Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, who won?
We were both worried, you know?
Yeah. Same girl?
Yes, and we were all worried, right? So when we get there, I came out like negative on all my AIDS, all that stuff, negative.
Congratulations.
And then Gabriel, too, negative. But what they told him was, you need to start wearing tighter underwear.
Because Gabriel was, why?
Because he was wearing tight weenie chokers, you know, the butt huggers.
Yeah.
So the doctor told him, you need to switch to Brief because you're choking your penis and your genitals with the tight underwear.
Gabriel doesn't have a choice to wear anything but tight underwear, does he? They make underwear that isn't going to be tight on him.
So he thought they had a venereal disease because his penis and all that was burning.
Yeah.
But it was from tight underwear.
He was choking it off.
Yes.
He had a kink in the hoses.
So he was like self-castrating him.
They told him to go to 4X.
No kidding.
4X underwear.
4X underwear because 3X was way too constricted.
So he had to go to the airport and buy a parachute, and then they sold it in to make underwear.
Fluffy.
Did he put all his weight back on? I haven't seen him for a long time.
Looking the same.
Yeah, it's back, isn't it? Oh,
he lost a lot of weight.
He lost a ton.
Yeah.
2 million pounds.
Yeah.
Over 2 million.
Almost 2 million pounds.
And you can do it.
Let's not exaggerate. It was close.
He lost 5 Volkswagens.
Yeah. Were you ever worried that like this test is coming back? I'm positive of it. This is going to be
I was scared.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
You know what? It's funny, like I was scared, but there was like other people when you get to the STD office.
Yeah.
There's like couples there together.
Oh, geez.
Married guys worried about.
They should have a divorce lawyer.
That's
in
honesty,
the facility.
Man. Like to bring your wife with you to see if you.
Oh, you're gonna. That's it. I'm taking you down.
Yeah, yeah. She's got
you're
something
getting tested,
and she's bringing you with.
Either.
Yeah.
Because you're claiming she got it on her own. Oh, that's.
Oh, look,
scary.
Fluffy and Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, he's back. Fluffy's been eating again.
Yeah, he's like Poncho Sanchez right there.
Well, like Dom DeLuise.
He's got a little Dom DeLuise. either way. Well, thank you, Felipe.
He needs water.
You think that's what he needs? That's what
he's retaining water, man.
He's retaining lake mead.
The water levels are down.
Felipe is at Stand Up Live this weekend. Thank you for coming. It's always a pleasure.
What's up, fool? Thanks for having me, man. Check out the podcast, What's Up, Fool Podcast.
There you go. And check it out at Funny Felipe on Twitter and 480-719-6100. StandUpLive.com. Felipe, thank you. It's awesome. It's 98.
You're right.